Welcome to your daily devotional for March 12th. The Ark. Genesis chapter 6 and verse 16. You shall make a window for the ark, and you shall finish it to a cubit from above, and set the door of the ark in its side. God used Noah to build an ark of safety in order to spare the faithful of judgment in their generation. As it turned out, there were only 8 people saved, Noah and his family, and they spent 378 days on the ark from the time they entered the great floating structure to the time they disembarked. The ark was waterproof, having been sealed with pitch. The word translated pitch is the Hebrew word kafar. This is significant because the word is used elsewhere throughout the Old Testament to mean atonement. Here we have a picture of the covering of God, and it calls to our minds the once-for-all blood atonement of our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is fascinating, but this is not the only place in this true historical narrative where we find a picture of Christ. Our text shows us two more. There was a window and the door. The window was the place where light would be able to be seen from inside the ark. Jesus is the light of the world. He is the true light by whom all things can be clearly seen. I wonder if Mr. and Mrs. Noah went to that window every day to look out and pray with the sure hope that God's promise of deliverance would soon come. Every day was one day closer to deliverance. So it is for us. Every day is one day closer to the Lord's return. May the Christian look up out the window with expectation and hope. The door was the way in and the way out. There was no other way. When the family of Noah went in, they were safe, covered by the blood atonement, though it had not yet occurred in history as of that time. When they went out, they found peaceful pasture. Jesus said, "I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture." Are you a Christian covered by the blood? Have you gazed through the window of Christ's bright light and entered into God's peace through the door? If so, be encouraged today. And as you read your Bible, which I hope that you do daily, seek out things like this, for Jesus Christ is all over the book. After all, he is the Word of God. God bless you, and have a peaceful and hopeful day.